trainer to repeat myself, but I will start by repeating myself because only Lucia gave me her phone number. So we need to check who is the person responsible for communication from each manager, but from each institution. So since now we have this WhatsApp group, I will ask you that right now, because then you will forget, the person who is responsible not for the work package, that's a mistake. So from each institution, the person who is responsible for communication and that you interact directly with Gonçalo. Now in the WhatsApp group, he sends a message saying the first name, communication, and then their own institution. Okay? Can
you please do that now? Yeah. I'm not a WhatsApp. No, I don't plan to join it. I don't do WhatsApp.
We can send it.
It's alright. We can send it. Yeah, but I'm not quite sure who the person is. I need to check it.
Sorry, not work package, your institution. Okay. The team, we have a student now, she is not fully dedicated to the project, she is helping on the research unit, but she also helps in the culturality. She will stay with us until the end of December, and then from November, and during 2 years, we will have a PhD student, almost fully dedicated to the project, so we can improve and give new energy communication. I want to give you a few details about, of course, the question of website and social networks, and also about the dissemination, communication, and exploitation plan. So I will start by the end. The first version of the dissemination, communication, and exploitation plan was concluded in the end of July. It's a document with 67 pages. It's a very initial document, so what is in the document regarding the communication and dissemination needs to be detailed now in the second version. But I want to share, I already talked about it yesterday with a little more detail, I want to share that we all need to start thinking about the part of exploitation, or before that. I don't know if you have access to the dissemination and communication plan, but it is available on the platform. I don't know. Otherwise, you can also put it on the Teams files. And that's from page 10, so all of us are required to be actively involved in contributing information to keep the website, the newsletter, and our social networks flowing with fresh information. So it's a responsibility for each one of us as a person, not only as a team. And also we need to talk about the scientific outputs, because we have a very ambitious performance indicator. I will talk about it also. So regarding the part of exploitation, what we wrote in this very early stage of the dissemination plan are four different domains or areas where we can, at this point, foresee some possible exploitable results. So the scientific domain, the economic domain, the policy making, and the societal. Regarding the scientific domain, we can see now that probably we will contribute to advance the research in that field, of course. So we wrote this very general key exploitable result about possible the possibility of established models and methods that can then be replicable. On the economic domain, we have two possible curves regarding creating and exploring cultural tourism markets, tools for new business models, and digital resources for outreach and cooperation. I think the way it is written easily connects with some work packages, so maybe you can at this point start to see what can come from your own work package and how that can be exploited later in each of these domains. Then policy making, in this case we pointed out the question about women's roles and climate change. This maybe we can exploit results regarding forming new policies or changing existing policies by providing evidence-based arguments. And on the domain of society, we of course have the role of education as a motor for social transformation. So the general key exploitable result is training and knowledge transfer for ecosystem development. But, of course, we need to deconstruct each of these general key exploitable results. So later you ask your help. Now, things that we really need to worry at this point. The website, as I said before, it's working, but please check the website because, for example, yesterday Elena found out that there was an error regarding the community. So please verify if everything is correct regarding your own team, for example. And also, if you have some perceptions as users of the website, you can also share with us. For example, Yara told me some of her impressions. So share with us what you think. Regarding the performance indicator, that's our goal, that's what is on the Bible. We are here, not yet, because we are just starting, and we now are going to start putting information there. About social networks, that is what is on the Bible. So, and Facebook together, that's our goal in terms of number of followers. I didn't check yesterday, but we are far, far, far away. Like we have, in some cases, I don't know, more than, less than 20 followers or something. On the page 45, we wrote that all project partners are encouraged to use their social media accounts to share updates and events. So I think this is personal. Each of us can contribute through their own social accounts. You can use any of these platforms, or we can discuss others. For example, myself, I don't use personally none of these platforms at a professional level or even a personal level, but I use LinkedIn, so maybe we can discuss if it makes sense to create an account on LinkedIn. But we can take advantage of all the events, like today we are here, we can share on our personal accounts because then we have our own networks and keep our social networks growing. the newsletter, the first one was released yesterday. I hope everyone has received it. If someone has not received it, please first verify your spam folder, and if not, help us. That's our goal. We are not far. That's good, because it's the first one. Now, of course, we need your contributions for the future numbers of the newsletter. So, that's repeating what I said yesterday. We need your input. So, we have some ideas to propose to you. Some of them were already discussed with the project leaders. We thought that maybe a way to keep things running is to have a structure, a schedule. So our proposal would be that a special feature about a certain piece would be released at each 2 weeks. So maybe we can establish a calendar. Each of the partners has to send something according to a template, of course. Very brief, very appealing, not long explanations. So we can feed our website with these pieces every 2 weeks. And at the end, we'll have easily, we'll achieve 100 pieces at the end of the project. And we can, for example, create a new book, as you already have experienced in previous projects. Maybe we can discuss this later and send the information.
I can use this piece to introduce Inevira at the same time.
So, good. We'll work on this and send a proposal more structured to all of you.
Is there a way to
discipline?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we had talked about it with five as well, too, with stakeholders.
We can do it through Varak, then through us, or through us and then through Varak.
Yeah.
Can you visualize the website? It's
W website.
Culturalityproject.eu. I missed the QR code.
We still have this.
Okay. Now, the question about the peer reviewed publications. Is this correct? What is it? I copied that from the Bible. That's really ambitious. 38 indexed open access publications.
With our logo and the grant agreement.
Yes, logos.
And related to the question.
Okay. So, 38 publications in this time span, we need to start working. So, I think that, and I was talking about this question with Fatima yesterday on the phone. We think that we may start slicing the cake. I don't know if you use the expression,
yes.
But at this point we can already serve some slices of the cake. So our suggestion is, for example, just to give you some ideas, of course you have different ideas, but for example we have this journal, it's a Portuguese journal, it is indexed, so it is open access indexed. Probably you will easily can publish here. We are also connected through Fatima to the editorial board. So it's Convergências. Then I can send you the link to all of you. It's a possibility to publish something right away. Also, I want to share with you that at this point it's still open the call, probably you also know it, the call for the conference on design principles and practices. The late call is until 25 January. And this conference, you can submit a work, you present it. The conference will be in Singapore, but you can present it online. And then after the conference, the fee that you pay for the presentation, you can use it to submit to any of these journals. And they also are open access and they also are indexed. And it's a long process to finally get the work published. But if you start now, probably you will have a publication here, like in 1 year or 1 year and a half.
Okay.
Remember that each partner has money for publications in their life.
Yes. So, just to leave you with this challenge.
Can I say something about the publication?
Yes, me too.
No, just yesterday we discussed. Without you, sorry, but the table was shaped like that. That maybe each country, depending from its own relationship, academic or not, can make a short list of possible magazine, journal,
yes,
or whatever, with which starting a negotiation. For example, for a special issue, that means to the possibility to involve a part of our partner or our students or pupil or everybody, but to start this process soon with some possibilities, and then after slice the door, put it together again to have an idea, to don't make too much, to waste energies, but immediately focus on possibilities. We have 3 years and a half, a little less, for that. We need all the journals, especially the open access, have long times to accept, to publish, and so on. So
maybe we have to start.
But if we organize with each country a short list and possibilities, and depending on our personal open relationship, maybe it would be useful.
We have an open access journal, and we can do this work. We can do a special issue for the culturality.
This is
very
exactly
easy
the point.
Because we normally do a special
journal
issues.
And I am the director of another journal,
so
we can organize a special journal.
This is
more
easier.
So if we have already three or four, we should maybe think about the thematics to distribute.
It's better to have more options for publication, because we are a very interdisciplinary group, so we need different journals with different
scopes and so on. Yeah.
Good.
Just to end, because I'm here representing Fatima, which is the Portuguese team leader, I need to give you, pass to you, the challenge that she yesterday told me on the phone. She said, you are already there, you are together, why don't you brainstorm some ideas to some publication? Okay, so I was thinking about it and reflecting on things that were discussed yesterday that really I found interesting. Of course, each of you will have other things interesting, but maybe we can start chatting about it and find some themes to publish something at this point. Of course, it's not research results, but we can write things like statements or, I don't know. We talked about storytelling, we talked about romanticization and Disneyfication. I think we can really start with the data some of you already have. We can start thinking and maybe organizing teams and defiles to challenge ourselves. About the carrots, that's very interesting, I think. Of course, maybe you should another term. The difference, Elena already talked about it before, the difference about between academic discourse and language from makers. Then Sasha talked about that yesterday. Innovative models versus sustainable models, how to define remote, Sophia talked about it, Emmanuel talked about aligning about emotions. I think we can create links between these differences and start to generate ideas to some